Carl, down this afternoon, 24-10 in the end up against Toronto. Brilliant, definitely getting to full-time side, especially on that sort of track, as I look now, is absolutely ruined. Proud of the effort?
Yeah, massively. You know, couldn't be any prouder, if I'm honest. You know, first 20 minutes, we stuck to our game plan. We just grinded our sets out. Even when we weren't making many metres, we knew if we just completed our sets and kicked the ball down, we'd stay within the game. And then, you know, a couple of forced offloads and, you know, good teams will burn you for it. And, you know, obviously we're playing a good team today and, you know, they sneaks a couple of tries in.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hype around this Toronto side from the entrance into the league and the players have signed, but all that putting aside today, it was 13-13 on that field, and you could probably at times you couldn't tell who were the full-time side and who were the part-time side.
Yeah, definitely. You know, end of the day, we're coming up against a full-time team, and we train twice a week. And you know, there's massive hype around them, and you know, it's all week. It's been all about them, but we knew in our dressing room, we did our job. We'd stick with them, and I don't even think it was a 24-10 ball game. If I'm honest, you know, we could have easily gone into that final 10. In a 6-point ball game, so nah, it couldn't be any more proud than our boys. And like you said, sometimes you probably wouldn't have been able to tell.
Yeah, 8-0 down, 39 and a half minutes into the first half, and a debatable try was given a few, maybe one or two forward passes in the build up. But I'll say that, not you. But you took going to the half time in 8-0 rather than 14-0. It's a different game coming out in the second half.
It is, but when they score that try, 3 forward passes in one play. You talk about the hype around Toronto. I think the officials are getting caught up in that hype as well, because that was, we were battling against it, mate. You know, we're battling against a full-time team, and when you're battling the man in the middle as well. But you know, we give him the possession there. You know, so you know, we don't make it easy for ourselves. But you know, them kind of decisions out of our hands, aren't they?
Yeah. So, any players in particular stood out for you? I know you've just mentioned there Carl Ahlstrom, you know, his first game in around 6 months, and to put the effort as he did. Elliot Miller got the man of the match, and Jesse took a few carries up in the first half as well. I mean, Jesse back to his best at times there.
Yeah, I thought probably Jesse missing out on the team last week has probably given him a lot more fire in him, because today I thought he was, you know, like you say, back to his best. You know, Carl Ahlstrom chasing down at the scrum. He's a freak of nature in training anyway, so you know, really pleased to see him out there. And like you say, Elliot got man of the match. He was by far his best game at fullback. And but you could single out everyone there, mate. You know, I was happy with the forwards, really give it to him. And you know, like you say, you probably couldn't single out anyone.
Yeah, so I mean, you said there also an important 4-week period. Now we've got Oxford up here in the Challenge Cup, and then we travel to Hunslet, and then we've got Coventry at home, and then of course it's the derby on Good Friday, so an important four week period leading up to Easter.
Yeah, definitely. You know, as a group we're confident we can get 3 wins out of 3 leading into the derby, and you know, that'll put us in huge stead. We're a miles better team from when we last played them already, so you know, give us another month of, you know, gelling, and so many new players in the team. Like you say, it's a really important 4 weeks for us.
Looking ahead, what are you going to be doing in training this week? Are we going to get one or two lads playing maybe next week that haven't had that opportunity yet? Or is it a full-strength side again looking to progress in the Cup?
In terms of training, we'll find a pitch that we can train on, because this week we haven't even trained on the field. You know, it's been hard getting the facilities. So, no, we'll see what bodies pull up and, you know, what we think's best fit 17 to beat Oxford. That's as, you know, simple as that. We go week by week. And you know, I'll be putting me strongest 17 out.
Well, mate, thanks for speaking to me today, especially in the caked in mud as you are. People didn't see that on the telly, but well done today. Unlucky in the result in the end up, but looking forward to going out the next week.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for being here.